Welcome to Amplified. We're the show that will help you take your message, whatever it may be, and get it out through social media, networking, and other marketing channels. Maybe even some that you've never thought of. Whether you're an organization, small or large business, or you just have the next positive message that's sure to go viral, you'll want to stay tuned this hour. Now, here's your host, Ken Rashawn.
Well, howdy, 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 and good morning, and welcome to Amplified, a show that amplifies the life of leaders that are leading a life they love. And we certainly have a great show for you from a standpoint that we have our executive director, Andrea Adams Miller, in 24 hours. We'll be celebrating, well, less than 12 hours, 24 hours, I guess. We're up to, gosh, we're almost 12 hours until your birthday, 13 hours. So happy birthday to our executive director.
Thank you.
Andre Adams Miller. And we have the ambassador of joy himself, Barry Shore, coming out with a book I'm so proud of and so excited that will transform the world. And we are bringing him on momentarily. So I'm going to say our sponsors are the Red Carpet Connection and
the Umbrella Syndicate, Perfect Publishing, Big Events USA, the EMF Fix, My Makeup Lady, Lynn Benavides, and Voice America Influencers Channel. And I think
BarryShore.com.
Oh, how did I forget our featured one? Opes.finance. That's OPES.finance and Bees.social. BEES.social. And they'll be sharing information on the new release of a new coin called M2. So be looking for that this week if you want to get in on the cryptocurrency that's going to be changing the world. Back to you, Ken.
Well, and BarryShore.com. The WWW, wonderful, wide, wonderful world. I guess Barry will tell us that, right? So let's bring Barry on as soon as possible.
Well, real quick, we had wanted to recap what had happened last week. So do you want to tell people about what you did out in the world?
Yes, and actually that is the perfect segue to Barry, because we were in Phoenix, actually Prescott to be exact, to celebrate the life of Frank Shankiewicz, a hero to many, certainly a person that is probably the forefront of why the Keep Smiling movement has the biggest smile and the biggest reason for actually inspiring hope. He has given over 500,000 wishes through his vision of Make-A-Wish Foundation, and I was jolted when I came into the room and saw they chose a photo I took of him just sharing his beautiful smile and soul. And it was up the whole time. So I was able to actually remember how important it is to capture a photo of a person that is bringing their life and their legend to the world. And I was very moved, actually, Andrea, when the daughter wrote the letter about how upset she was that he wasn't always there for her, but in the end, she realized that what he was doing in the world was so important that she didn't only forgive him, but she understood finally that that was the reason that he had to be for the world at times. And it's just remarkable how much love and how many people came to that event to celebrate his life. And I love the word celebrating life instead of the word funeral. It's such a beautiful way of saying that someone made a difference.
Well, I'm so glad that we did everything we did to get there. So moved mountains and made it. And I'm really glad that we were able to represent, what joy and love that he brought us for the Keep Smiling movement as well, and how much he was a supporter to us and to be there for him and his family. So.
Yes. And everyone was wondering why there was extra energy in the room. And Barry Shore had called me about a day or two before getting there and said, can you please bolster all this energy into the celebrating the life of Frank Shankiewicz? And I wasn't hesitant at all. I said, Barry, throw over the energy. Throw over ye energy. And he did. He hugged me and he sent the energy and I brought it into Prescott. So Barry, thank you so much for allowing me to bolster the energy through you to the celebrating the life of Frank Shankiewicz.
I seen it pop right through. Ken went from to
So Barry, how are you?
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people, and that wonderful Ken and Andrea. How can I make the definitive statement that all the hundreds of thousands of people that are listening to and watching us are all good-looking? Because by definition, if they tuned in to listen to you, that means they're always looking for and finding the good. That's a good-looking person. Always looking for and finding the good, and the hug that envelops wonderful Ken and enabled him to be jolted and bolted and fly into the stratosphere in the celebration of Frank Shankwitz's life. HUG stands for Harmonizing Unlimited Giving. And that's the essence of Frank. That's the essence of Ken and Andrea. And I am deeply humbled and honored to be with you, even for these few minutes. Thank you.
Well, we're going to milk these minutes because that is so important when you have a minute or a second that you bring joy to the world. So first
every
of all,
second.
So, and thank you for inspiring me with the acronym SMILE, because I was able to just add an S and make it something very special for a book coming out called Acronyms. And ironically, you are doing the same thing as well. So this is so exciting. But help me, because I messed up the WWW. What's that? What a wonderful
what
world.
A wonderful world.
Louis Armstrong was right there.
What a word. WHATA. What a wonderful world. Because whenever you even hear those words, it triggers the song, and you can't help but what when you hear the song, when the beginning opening bars, smile.
Well, our friend Jeremy, who's going to be coming on the show, is also in the California, LA area. So that's a great person for you to meet later. And he does sport a great haircut. I do want to say a couple things, Barry, because we have limited time and I want to make sure we really, really give a lot of value to our audience. So first of all, I know you said hundreds of thousands, but this is actually millions. And I'm going to tell you why. Because the downloads afterwards and the 1 year of people joining in, it actually will reach millions. And with our new Dose of Hope book, which I'm so happy that you're not only part of, but you're pretty much the inspiration for attracting all these 500 authors. Thank you for that. But that is going to reach over 10 million people, because 500 authors times influence causes massive, massive impact. So I wanted to start this off with, we have a birthday girl, Andrea, whose birthday is tomorrow, celebrating her life. Who is Andrea to you?
She is the essence of giving. She is the fountain of gratitude. She's a channel of goodness, a child of God. And in front of millions of people, she's going to get her own personal one, but we're going to do her birthday song now. Andrea, may I?
Yes, you may.
Okay, everybody, stand by. All the planets in alignment. 7.68 billion people in harmony. Here we go. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. And now we go right from there to dog poop.
We can't go there. I'm going to tell you why. Because there is no dog poop on this show, young man.
Yes, there is big piles of dog poop. We want people to be able to utilize dog poop and the best book written on the subject of joy in the 21st century. And they're both free. F-R-E-E. It's a four-letter word. We love four-letter words. Free. Give
well,
to you.
I don't. What is the acronym for poop?
What's the acronym for dog? Dog poop stands for doing of good. Poop, power of one person. You make a difference. You go mad in this world, you make a difference when your thoughts are in good and your speech is in good and your actions are in good. You are now a dog, you're doing of good and the power of one person to change the world. And that's exactly what the book is about. The book is called The Joy of Living, How to Slay Stress and Be Happy, and you get it for free. Ken, you want to tell everybody how you get the book for free?
Well, you simply go in to barryshore.com, right?
/book/smile/smilebigger.
And
they don't do all that. Just slash book even works. So we wish everybody.
Actually, we have a link set up. So that way, any donations that come through, the monies that come through. So when you guys buy a book, and invest in your life and your slaying stress in your world, then that money goes to an account for Ken, and that money is donated back to the Keep Smiling movement. So it's www.barryshore.com/Roshon, Ken's last name, R-O-C-H-O-N.
You know, we missed out doing Dr. Smiley. My goodness.
There's more books coming. So
there's a lot more books coming.
Dog poop and the book for free, and we are going to make up the joy deficit in the world and cause a joy surplus. Our cup runneth over with good. Thank you.
We have two more little points to make. I wouldn't call them little, but they're time limited. How about that? So first of all, Barry, I tell everyone that my life really changed when I went to CO Space 315 and I met a young man named Barry Shore who handed me a Keep Smiling card. And I have my version. And by the way, I don't know what your version is, so I can only say mine is the truth. But I would love to hear in a minute or two, did you even know when you handed the card to me that it would make a difference in my life or possibly yours?
Simple answer is yes.
So that is a very simple answer. So what did you read? What did you, because I will say that when I called you a couple days later, I said, can we do 100,000 cards after a couple minute talk? And you said, sure, I'll send them out. So
that's digging it, baby. So you did it. We did it. That's called digging. And when you do the dig dog poop song, digging it makes a difference. By the way, speaking of wonderful Frank, I want to mention to everybody that thank God there are 31 plus testimonials in the book. And we didn't put everybody's in, we just only selected 31. The first one is from Frank. And he wrote said to me the following, and he sent it to me in an email. Take it from the wish man. The joy of living, which is the book, will help you. Now the wish man is a powerful being, a positive, purposeful, pleasant person that not only touched and helped hundreds of thousands of kids on the edge of life, but his legacy lives on and touches millions throughout the world. So when the wish man says, get the joy of living, you can listen to him because he's in the place where everything happens for the good. So step in that dog poop, get the book for free, and change the world by going mad because you make a difference.
So very relevant, obviously, his celebration of life Friday, and you calling me to say bring the energy there. Why was that so important for you to call me and tell me that? Who is not only Frank to you, but what made him number one in your life for that testimony?
Well, I wouldn't say he was number one. Number one is my wife.
Yes, but she didn't do the first testimonial, I'm saying from your books.
Man, no, but the book is dedicated to my wife because I wrote, Without my wife, Naomi, I would just be protoplasm. And for protoplasm, I can't bring energy to the world like I need to. So I needed to be in Prescott. So physically, I was someplace else. Spiritually, mentally, and through transfer of energy, which is what a toe is, you know, you put your toe in the water, transfer of energy. When you put your toe in the water, you are now one with the oceans of the world, means you're at one with life. My being was in Prescott, dancing on the stage with David Corbin, there being embraced by Andrea, and the energy of the photography of Ken Roshon and that remarkable truly remarkable picture, capturing the essence.
So you have some books behind you, and you have a book coming out. This book coming out, can you just share in a nutshell why it's so vital that people bring it into their life? Because it's not just buy it, it's bring it into their life.
Oh, absolutely. Buying it is the first step. As a matter of fact, that is the key to life. Action. See, one of the geniuses of Andrea and Ken is they are action-oriented beings. Speaking about something is wonderful. Thinking about something is wonderful. Unless and until the action meets the thought and the word, then you are not bringing you to the world. And everybody, you. See, this show is not about Andrea. This show is not about Ken. This show is not about Barry Shore with all the greatness and the energy. This show is all about you, Y-O-U. And when you become the best you, you make a difference. That's the genius of the book. The book is not about Barry Shore. The book is about the remarkable situation that I was put in on September 17, 2004. Imagine standing up in the morning, hale and hearty, able to leave tall buildings in a single bound, and that evening being in the hospital, totally, completely paralyzed, not from an automobile accident, not a spinal injury, a rare disease, which I never heard of before the day before, took over my body and caused me to be a quadriplegic. 144 days in the hospital, 2 years in a hospital bed in my own home. I couldn't turn over by myself. 4 years in a wheelchair. See, I have hands that don't look like yours, but I have hands, thank God. I had braces on both my legs, from my hips to my ankles. That was progress. Thank God today I'm vertical and ambulatory with the help of a 7-foot walking wand made for me by a Zen master. But I still can't walk up a stair by myself or a curb. I have help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice, positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. All because of one word, Ken and Andrea and the millions of people listening. What is that word? Drum roll, fanfare. Da-da, da-da.
Smile.
Smile. You like that? Which stands for seeing miracles in life every day and every second. That smiles. So the ability to live there and to now pull out from my life experience the 11 strategies for living in joy daily, no matter the circumstances, that's the book. And when you get it, you don't read it, you use it, and you elevate, you become the best you. We need you. The world needs you. You make all the difference in the world. Your life,
Barry,
has purpose. Go mad.
So, Barry, we have to, minus 9 minutes to go, send you off to bring more joy to the world. But before we do, give one of the 11 real quick.
Get uncomfortable. Uncomfortable? I want to be, come on, uncomfortable. You know, so much going on. Get uncomfortable. My dear friend Aida, I had the pleasure and the honor of singing to her on her 108th birthday. She's been working with me since she's 95 on these strategies. And I ask her, what's your favorite? What's the one that makes you happy? Get uncomfortable, she says to everybody, anybody who listens.
That's beautiful, Barry.
Woo!
So the request from the world, the world we have heard, is they want the cards in all the languages to pronounce underneath how to say it. So right. That is our next mission. And congratulations on your book. I'm very excited about it. And we will have you on next week to tell another of the 11. How about that? Oh, group hug.
It's a hug. Ready? Hug stands for harmonizing unlimited giving. 1, 2, 3.
That was slow motion. Beautiful. Barry, yeah. Thank you. I love you. Take care. My adopted
and again,
dad. Bye-bye.
The book is www.barryshore.com/Roshon, R-O-C-H-O-N. And for the future, it will also be www.yourjoybook.com. So those of you who are listening to replay, you can go to yourjoybook.com and get the book there as well. So our next guest, Ken, are you ready or did you have some follow-up?
I just want to say I'm excited about our next guest, and I hope you heard some of the beautiful joy of Barry Shore, and I'm excited about his story, of course, so let's bring him on. I understand he has a very good haircut.
He does, and I want to first preface that the reason that this gentleman is on with us is because of Brian Thompson. Brian Thompson, he's been on with us before. He played saxophone for us, an original beautiful song that he's given us the permission to play and share with the Keep Smiling movement. And he recommended and said, I want to honor my friend for being who he is because he shows up in the world. And Brian was so excited. He was going to be on with us today, but he's having some technical difficulties. There's Jeremy. And he said that, you know, Jeremy really is this person who just shows up in the world, and he really is a smile ambassador without even knowing that he now gets to be. We now have his story, Jeremy's story, for our series that we're putting out for the next book. So if you're out in the world listening and there's somebody that you really feel inspired and have great love for, then please refer them to us so that we can include them with the Dose of Hope series for the Keep Smiling Movement. And you can go to www.thekeepsmilingmovement to learn more. But here's why Brian thought Jeremy should be with us. So Jeremy emerged from the Los Angeles music scene. His passion for creating music started at a young age when he recorded his first gospel album entitled Back to the Wall, and it was a joint project with a Tabernacle Baptist Church youth choir. He was possessed with this beautiful, smooth, versatile voice, along with his distinctive fusion of R&B and soul. And the Wichita native would go on to craft a new sound, writing and co-writing most of his songs while collaborating with many upcoming artists and top producers along the way. He releases his debut single, Dream, and popular traps, Breakthrough, and Whenever You're Ready, with Jeremy's most recent hit, Novocaine, dropped in the fall of 2020, building on his distinctive sound, a continuously growing fan base. He's got a great following on Instagram. And with over a 250,000 streams, Jeremy is currently in the works of recording new music, which will be released in the spring of 2021. And we're going to, after those of you who are listening to the show today, you won't get to hear it live on the air because of the way things go in the world with technology. But if you come back and listen to Amplified on demand after this, you will get to be one of the sneak peek listeners to be able to hear this new song, Credit for Love, I believe, or Credit with Love. Jeremy, name the title again.
Credit for Love.
Credit for Love, that will be played when you download it for on demand on the Amplified show. And it'll be, of course, attached to our YouTube channel. Jeremy Gregory, welcome to the show. We're so glad to have you.
Hi, guys. Thanks for the opportunity to come on with you.
Well, first of all, we have a big problem, young man. You have a hat in the way of your beautiful haircut.
I do. I actually need to go to the barbershop and get a nice little fresh cut there. So that's why I have this lovely hat on. And I was
so we don't get to see your beautiful haircut the way it is.
No.
Not today. Well, then I'm glad we didn't do have your song and all that stuff ready to go, because that means you have to come back with your haircut.
Okay.
And do it. So two things. One is, we obviously would love you to do a song, Smile, because we're making a Smile CD that hopefully will come out in November for the holidays. And we'd love to include you just because you're highly recommended. I can really tell from your soul, of your voice, that you are heart-centered. So very, very excited about that. Can you, on cue, impromptu, just sing like 30 seconds of your song?
Oh, I wasn't even prepared for that. I'm a little hoarse today. I coach competitive cheerleading, so I've been screaming all weekend. So I was not prepared for that at all. Yeah.
Well, you don't have to. I guess this is just more reasons you're trying to give me to bring you back to the show, right?
Possibly,
so, So we have you heard Barry Shore speak.
Yes.
And normally our cameos are 5 to 7 minutes, but of course Barry doesn't follow that type of guideline because he is the ambassador of joy, and he goes at least 10 minutes over. So this first segment will feel like you were just waiting to be in a segment that you're not able to talk. So that's first. But in second segment, we're going to dig deep, and obviously we're going to invite you back because you're doing I think it's Hope is Dope, right? You're doing the Hope is Dope chapter?
I believe so, yes.
And that seems
His story ended up being really, really long. So it's up to you, Ken, whichever one you think fits.
Well, I'll tell you, if it's really long,
he's a young, beautiful man. So he's pretty amazing.
Well, the Dose of Hope is more of a TED talk.
Okay.
But the Hope is Dope, which I would really like to encourage you to slim down that story to 500 to 1,000 words, is for young adults who don't have time to read, but just need to get something.
Right. Absolutely. Right? That can be done.
So we'll have you in both books, it sounds like.
Okay.
And I'm guessing we're going to see you later this month to get the photo of you, and you're going to have your hair cut really, really nice.
Yeah, it's going to be real good. It's going to be real nice, looking smooth, you know, shining and everything.
And no cheerleading coaching, because we're going to videotape you live.
Yes.
We're going to bring that into the book, and we're going to have a QR code for your video as well as your YouTube, right?
Okay, awesome. Great.
So we have literally minutes for the break, so I'm going to actually focus on the first segment of Barry. What did you hear there? What did you want to respond to with what he did and said?
I just kind of came in on the tail end of it. I didn't hear much of what he said. I think
he only talked about you. So he
I came in on where he was basically giving the acronyms for a smile.
Okay.
And I was trying to write them down, and
I'll give it to you.
Oh my God! Where?
I'll text it to you later. But it's okay. Seeing miracles in life every day. Now, I altered this for a chapter I'm doing with Jen Duplessis, and I put seeing miracles influence life every second. So just minor adaptation, and Barry approved of it, and we are, I guess, going to be modifying and improving the chapter, and it goes to print soon, so we'll make sure you get a copy of that.
Yeah,
and that might even be some of the I guess inspiration or catalyst for you to write the lyrics for a song "Smile" that you can sing.
Yeah.
So let's close out this segment with Brian Thompson. So you do realize that when we asked him who inspires him and who should be on Amplified, which is a show about amplifying leadership and leaders who love life and leaders who are inspiring life and leaders who are bringing community together, he chose you.
That's awesome. I know. I sent him a huge text yesterday, because we talk all the time, and we actually have a project that we're working on together that's going to come out, I believe, in June, July, somewhere around there. So we'll definitely make sure that you guys get a copy of that. But yeah, I told him, I gave him great love and things like that. So
We don't want to just get a copy of it. We want to be part of it any way you think we can serve you.
Okay? Absolutely.
Because you guys are really, music is the universal language. A smile is a universal expression, so they belong together at all times. Right?
Right.
And this show is going to get a tremendous amount of views, because Barry has millions of people that follow him. So the gift of you being patient, allowing him to speak his wisdom and his enthusiasm, allows actually a bridge for you two to not only meet, but for you two to have the tribes, as it were, learn about each other. So this is pretty cool. So I think it's almost break time. Is that correct, Andrea?
Yeah, we're okay.
So anything else you want to say about Brian before we go to break?
If you guys have not listened to it, for anyone that's new to your show, or if you guys have not listened to Brian play the saxophone, he is like the Kenny G of this generation. Like, I absolutely love everything about this kid. And we met back in, I think it was 2015, 2016. And he's just a very exceptional person, just all around good person, very humble. So being around him definitely inspires me, because he has a lot of different things going on. I do too, but we always make time to get together, chat, and hang out, and try to feed off of one another and different things like that. So great person.
Do you know, you said something magical. You said we always got things going on and we always make time. And I know you know what that means, but I want to share it with the audience if that's okay.
Yeah.
So making time means that someone's so valuable that nothing else can actually impede the fact that it will happen, and that person will fit in your schedule magically, right? So, we're coming out to visit you, and we're coming out to visit Brian, and we're having camera in hand, but I want to ask a favor of you that will be asked to Brian as well. Okay. We really would like you to bring all the musicians and artists and just leaders that inspire you to a place where they fit in time, the magic of not only commingling with people that are like-hearted and like-minded, but that we get their photos so we can really build the LA scene, Keep Smiling Edition.
Yeah, and absolutely.
This is so easy when someone says, you need to make time for this. Like, make it happen. Yeah. So we're going to go to break, but I'm so excited to meet you. And of course, the second segment is going to be getting to know you. So
perfect.
We're going to come back, and we're going to go deep dive into who you are and how you created who you are.
All righty, that'll work.
And as we go to break, I would just want to remind everyone that Brian Thompson, the saxophonist, did play on the Oscars there just the other night as a backup for Her. So very exciting for him, and kudos to him for all that he's accomplishing. And we want to, again, thank Opus.Finance, Bees.Social, The Umbrella Syndicate, The Red Carpet Connection, MyMakeupLady.com, Lynn Benavides, The EMF Fix, Voice America Influencers Channel, Perfect Publishing, and we'll be back after these messages.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
The Umbrella Syndicate amplifies good causes, good people, and good messages. They offer a suite of services that help people and businesses gain better exposure. Through working with the Umbrella Syndicate, you gain the ability to reach an audience of 50,000 unique people a week. They have recently reached over 20,000 followers on Facebook. You can view their photography and how they use it as a strong promotional tool on their Facebook fan page, facebook.com/TheUmbrellaSyndicate. Show them your support by liking their page.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The Voice America Live Events Channel is here now to showcase your corporate, individual, or organization's live event. Visit voiceamerica.com/live events to see all of our past live events and find out more. Whether it's a multi-day conference, special speaker, or single-day event, we've got everything to make your event a success. We can do a few hours or a few days. For more information about taking your event to the next level, call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or email info@voiceamerica.com. Again, that's Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or send us an email to info@voiceamerica.com. Voice America is where you are and where you want to be. Join us around the globe as we broadcast live from some of the most interesting events available. Don't forget to view all our live events, including on-demand access to past events that you may have missed by visiting voiceamerica.com/live events.
This is Amplify. To reach the show today, please call 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. We also would love to hear from you via email to info@umbrellasyndicate.com. Now, back to Amplify.
Okay, our second segment, and we are so excited to bring Jeremy with his unhaircut back on the segment. So I've never said this before, Jeremy, and you can listen to all 250 of my shows to know that I've never said this before, but tomorrow is our producer and just engineer extraordinary. Aaron's birthday is tomorrow, and so is Andrea's. So Aaron and Andrea have a birthday together tomorrow, so this is a big deal. When's your birthday, Jeremy?
My birthday is August 20th.
You are not a Leo.
I am a Leo.
You are. That's a 26 is Leo.
Yeah, I'm a Leo. I think Leo ends. Virgo starts around the 23rd.
Did I mishear you? When's your birthday?
20th. August 20th.
Oh, I wrote 26. Okay, so 20th. That does make a difference because you are definitely a Leo now. I was going to ask you to shave a couple days off if it was 26 because I want you to be a Leo with me.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely a Leo. I am a strong Leo.
I can tell because your mane grows so quickly, you can barely keep up with it.
Yeah.
Well, I was disappointed that Brian wasn't able to join us because he was going to play me a birthday song. But,
oh, was he?
but he'll sing to me on the phone, I'm sure. Awesome. Or, I mean, play on the phone for me.
So, Jeremy, we have a beautiful segment that goes only too quickly because the more extraordinary someone is in the conversation, it's just like, boom. So let's start off with who you are. And I'd like you to start with where you're born, what your childhood was like, what your family environment was like.
Okay. Well, I'm Jeremy Gregory. I was actually born in a very small town called Arkadelphia, Arkansas. So that's where my parents are from. And then when I was...
How small?
I think there's like 20,000 people that are there. I really don't go back. I don't go there much. My mom and dad do. I'm not a small town person whatsoever. So I... typically don't go. But yeah, so we moved from there when I believe I was six or seven, to Wichita, Kansas. And so that's, you know, that's where I've gone to school. That's where I've grown up. So that, you know, that's why I just tell everyone that I'm from Wichita. It's so much easier. It's so much easier to pronounce. You know, I had a really good, childhood growing up. Dad's a pastor. I grew up as a competitive cheerleader. I have a little sister who is now 18. She actually graduates next week from high school.
Oh, awesome. What's her name?
Aaliyah. She is actually a YouTuber with a little over 300,000 subscribers on YouTube. So she's doing her thing. I'm doing my thing, you know. And so we had a very good home life, very strict.
How was it strict?
You know, just growing up in the house with very Christian-based parents and being limited on what you can do, when you can do it, how you can do it. Just say my senior prom, I was at home by 12:30. Just to let you know that. Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
So there. So when I say very strict, very strict.
So you're not a daddy yet, right?
No, I'm not. I am not a dad whatsoever. I do want kids, but just not right now.
Well, my question to you, that's a segue, is your parents raised you in a strict environment, how would you raise your kids?
You know, I would actually be a little bit more open-minded and free-spirited. I just feel like, you know, if you give the kid an opportunity to express themselves or be themselves, I feel like the relationship there will be a little bit more, what's the word that I'm looking for? I don't think charismatic is the word for it. But
so Jeremy, here's an unpredictable question for you.
Okay.
They were strict with you and you became who you are. Mm-hmm. If they were not strict with you, would you be who you are?
Ooh, no, I wouldn't. I don't think I would. Because what I do now is a little bit more of me being rebellious of what they wanted.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So what's interesting is parenthood is a really dicey situation. Like if you try to be a friend with your kids, you may actually cause them to try things that cause them to get kidnapped. Cause them to lose their brain because they're trying stuff they're not supposed to, et cetera. And so it's interesting, but you seem like a beautiful human being and I am looking forward to meeting you, but I wanted to ask that question because that's something about fatherhood and motherhood that changes whether a kid will grow up and actually leave the nest and be a superstar or what the parents wanted. And right. I know that your parents loved you and they obviously wanted you, you know, strictness actually equals I care.
I don't, yeah, yeah. I definitely understand that.
So let's move forward. So fast forwarding into how you created who you are that you love, what challenges, what obstacles, what failures caused you to really say, wow, this is either tough, but I'm not stopping?
Well, one, I will say I have no shame in anything and I will be very open. One, I am a part of the LGBTQ community. I just, that experience coming out of the closet and then being a Black male and then coming from being a pastor's kid, which is a PK, is very difficult. So it's almost like you have a triple standard, you know, that's against you.
And what was that like for your parents?
You know, it's just something that we don't talk about. We don't talk about it. We don't discuss it. It's not something that we just put out on the table. That's just open to talk about. I do remember growing up, you know, my dad saying at one point when I was younger, you would not be allowed to bring, you know, someone to our house in that sense. So from that moment forward, I've just kind of, you know, and our relationship now, as I've gotten older, with my parents it's been pretty strained, over the last like 7 to 8 years. So we don't really talk as much anymore, but I have a great, support system with my friends that have become my family. And so I can literally call them for anything. I have some of the best friends in the world, that I really, if I'm truly down and I really need just to pick me up, I can always pick up a phone or shoot someone a text and they will always reply back.
Jeremy, that's so beautiful. I am so happy that you've created that for your life. And I'm glad that our audience gets to hear that this show is about humanity. And whoever you are in humanity, if you are love, accept it. And
absolutely.
And when you accept it, you actually amplify it. And when you amplify it, you shift the world. So let's talk about your career and your music. So what would you like to say about, you can give shout outs as you wish, but who recognized you or caused you to be inspired to go for it?
I believe that would be Stephen Jones. When I started recording that gospel album with my youth choir.
And who's he?
He was the music director for the church that we attended, which was Tabernacle Baptist Church in Wichita, Kansas. And growing up, Steve was always different. So I gravitated to him being different. And his crazy mind just intrigued me on how he thought with when it comes to music. So I really gravitated towards him. And I really learned a lot from him with the music industry, and then just kind of developed my own sound, developed my own rhythm and different things like that. So, you know, getting older in life and then, you know, making that transition from college, you know, doing show choirs and concert choir and different things like that. So making that transition from college to Los Angeles was huge. But once I got to Los Angeles, obviously it was a struggle getting there out the gate because I didn't know a single soul when I got there. Moved there, I was homeless for 6 to 8 months.
What's that like?
You know, that was very rough. Moving across the country, I had $500 in my pocket. Didn't know a single soul. I told Andrea, I was like, oh, you know, I'll just take this $500. I'll get a hotel for, you know, a week or so. I go to looking for hotels and they're like $160 a night. And I'm like,
that's choice of food or shelter. Yeah.
Right.
Hotel prices are a little different in Wichita.
Yeah. I'm like, I can't afford that right now. So, it definitely was an eye opener. You know, but just, I had to make that choice of do I do what I do and make the best of what I do, or do I run back to my parents and, you know, from there have their support? Because at this point I'm fresh out of college. I have, you know, really no experience because I've been to college for the last 7 years and I have 3 degrees.
Why were you there for 7 years?
Because I went to the University of Kansas, a bachelor's of music education. Then I went to the University of Central Arkansas, turned around and got a bachelor's of business, and then turned around and got an MBA. So that's why I was in school for a little bit.
See, I was in for 7 years because I couldn't figure out what I was going to do. So are you going to send this to your parents to listen to?
You know, I probably will. Will they listen? Who knows?
I think they'll listen if you code it the way it needs to be coded for them to listen, which is either, one, please don't listen to this, but I brought you up a lot in the show, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, and you know, the thing for me is with them, I can send them things. Most of the time they do not listen. I can definitely tell you that, and this might sound really weird, and I'm not trying to throw them under the bus by any means, but my parents have not bought one single song of mine.
Well, let me say something to you. The reason they haven't, okay, without even knowing them, is that it's not about them, and the show is about them. And I actually want to do something for you, and this is my gift to you in Amplified, is I want to cause what they mean to you to have them understand what you mean to them.
I like that.
Is that cool?
I like
so, that. In this moment, please share who your dad and mom are to you.
Oh, I won't go into great detail. I will just say
as you wish, Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy, this is a gift that actually is what you want it to be. Go for it.
Yeah, I will just say this: they're very decent people with great hearts. They're very caring, very charismatic people that know what they want out of life. I just wish that you would open your minds and be a little bit more open-hearted and open-minded when it comes to people that have different lifestyles. And just know that I love you.
So I'll add to that, just if you allow me to. May I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The ultimate message, I think, from God, just if I can be so bold, is to say that there is no judgment and that there's only acceptance. Mm-hmm. And that through that acceptance is the power of relationship, the power of communication, the power of actually anything you could put after power, which is moving the world into abundance, I think. And abundance, of course, is when you don't have needs. And you had needs as a homeless person because you had to make choices. But those choices actually caused your conviction and your commitment to actually pursuing what you believed was your purpose in life. Is that kind of accurate?
Right. But see, when going homeless, I never translated that to anyone. No one actually knew until about 2 years later after I'd gone through everything, because it was something that I felt that I had to do moving across the country. And I didn't want to ask anybody for a handout, help, because I wanted to do this on my own.
So I wouldn't
interject, Ken.
Yeah, go for it.
Jeremy, too, I just wanted to share that you're not alone when it comes to what we've learned over, you know, years of doing radio and being with people out in the world with the Keep Smiling movement, as far as family not investing in your books or reading them or seeing you speak on stage. That is so common. The very people that you think that would be like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to listen to your radio show and tune in. And they're like, no, I've never heard one. I've never bought one.
Jeremy, I'd like to add to that. So my son, who's only 7 and not going to listen to these till maybe I pass, my wife, my father, my brother, my sister, none of them even know I have a show. Forget about. And it's not that I haven't told them. They just do not care that this shirt that I wear every week is applicable to them. And, you know, I went to something called Landmark Education. Have you ever heard of Landmark?
I haven't.
Okay. So it's something that actually may help you actually communicate at a level and actually create some songs that connect the world better. So I'll just say that I've done a couple years of this type of training. And I said to my dad, hey, Dad, you should check out Landmark Education. And he said to me these words, and it sounds like something your dad might say, which is, I don't need it.
And honestly, that sounds like something that my dad honestly would say. My mom would be like, okay, I'll check it out, but I'll just see when I have time.
So, yeah. And so the distinction is, someone that wants a better life, they don't need it. They want it.
Right. Absolutely.
So what's interesting is it would be like God saying, would you like some more love? And your dad saying, or someone saying, I don't need it. Because when you have a technology to connect with more humans, you actually have something you want, not need.
This is very true.
I wanted to give you, we're going to go to rapid fire, obviously, in a minute or two. So I wanted to make sure that you feel complete. You're going to have a Dose of Hope book and a Hope is Dope for the younger readers. That's going to be something that we are giving you, which is probably about almost $50,000, believe it or not.
That's exciting. I'm super excited about that.
The reason we're giving this to you is because it does become very apparent that you are an inspiration and a catalyst to so many people that when they read it, that don't have hope, they actually get it.
Right.
Because to be homeless, you said 2 years, right?
6 to 8 months.
6 to 8 months. But I mean, that is feeling like years, actually.
Yeah, really did.
So
especially in LA, it's hot. Yeah.
I haven't experienced that, but I will tell you that it is something that I relate to from a standpoint that if you believe in what you're doing, you just have to do it. You have to go the journey.
Absolutely. And
so you have earned both books just because of that statement of conviction by itself. So what would you like to say that we have not said before we go to rapid fire that is important for you to communicate to our audience about either one, your commitment or your music?
I would have to say, the biggest thing is don't let anyone tell you that you can't do something. Regardless of what situation you're in, how old you are, whatever is going on around you, you have to be able to block out the noise of everything that's going on around you and be able to focus and center yourself on what you want to do, and don't let anyone get in your way or tell you that you can't do something. And one thing that you know, talking to Andrea last night, another quote came to my mind. What God has for you is just for you, and no one can take that away.
So that last part was very unique. The beginning part that you shared is actually a very common response from all successful people. Don't listen to people that say that you can't do it, and also basically divorce them or unfriend them because they're going to hold you back. So that part's very normal. Is there anything you'd like to add that's a lot more like how you did it? How did you make it through that? And be brief, unfortunately, because we have to go to rapid fire.
I would say making it through that phase. I like, and I'm being very serious. I just didn't give up. It was something, like I said, it was something that I needed to do for myself, and I did not give up. And so when I say block out the naysayers, block them out. Gotcha. Do not listen. That was my biggest thing, faith.
Awesome. And you know, between faith and hope, you have the both ingredients you need to actually get where you want to go. Mm-hmm. So you ready for rapid fire?
I am. I believe so.
Okay.
I gotta be.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. So here we go. And you are going to be invited back because you are extraordinary. So thank you.
Thank you.
So,
I appreciate it.
Book to change your life.
Ordering Your Private World by Gordon McDonald.
And that is unique. We haven't heard that before. Thank you. Andrea?
Yeah. A song that really gets you jazzed up and moving.
I Never Would Have Made It by Marvin Sapp. It's a gospel artist.
Three musicians that inspired you.
Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, and I would have to say, Luther Vandross.
Wow. I love Luther. And by the way, all were great picks, but I think Luther is the epitome of how I relate to you.
I love Big Luther. Not Little Luther. I love Big Luther.
Unfortunately, he was Big Luther most of the time.
Yes.
Andrea?
When you were a little kid, what did you want to grow up and be?
I've always wanted to be a singer.
Luther Vandross song.
Oh God. Dance With My Father.
Isn't that beautiful?
That is an amazing song. And it's funny that comes up because I have a very strained relationship with my father. So that's funny that's the first song that came up.
We have to make sure your father hears this. And by the way, there are so many songs by Luther that can change your life if you actually really listen to them.
I know. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Awesome. Andrea?
What's the best choreography move that you love?
Oh, gosh. Oh, I don't even know.
We'll come back to that.
I don't even know.
He's a choreographer. That's why I asked.
I'm like, I'm like that. I don't even know.
There's too many. I mean, that's the bottom line. Okay. Who's your hero or heroes?
Who? Can we come back to that one?
Barely. Okay. And you may be able to make that in your book instead.
Okay. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Andrea?
Let's come back to that one.
Ken, he does have a really cool movie, so I'll go ahead and ask your movie question.
Okay.
What's your favorite movie or inspirational movie?
Hidden Figures.
Oh, that is a good one. That is a good one. What's your favorite music movie?
I would have to say, I actually like Burlesque.
Okay. Check out James Brown.
Okay. I actually just started that. Yeah. The other night, and I haven't finished it yet, so I'm halfway through it.
Yeah, that one's hot.
With really Chadwick?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, freaking, he is a genius.
Yeah,
and he has missed.
Yeah, so I'm really excited.
You know, actually, one of my saddest moments, and we have to leave pretty soon, is that Chadwick was at an event, and he left the event early, and I wanted to meet him and capture him with a Keep Smiling card, and unfortunately, with him passing, that will never happen. So he was really the epitome of actually the humanity we seek to be inspired by. So last thing is, what quote do you live by?
My quote that I would have to say that I live by is smile with a purpose.
Oh, come on.
I'm being very serious. And I told Andrea this last night, I was like, it's so random, but it's smile with a purpose because you never know who's watching.
That's right. And God bless you, brother. I'm telling you what, you touched my heart right there all through the show, but definitely there. So, Andrea, we're going to play the music in the post, right?
They will after this. So, opus.finance, bees.social, The Umbrella Syndicate, The Red Carpet Connection, Perfect Publishing, MyMakeupLady.com, Lynn Benavides, The EMF Fix, Voice America Influencers Channel. I'm Andrea Adams Miller, Executive Producer of Amplified, Ken Rishon, your host.
and Brian Thompson for being such a wonderful person and musician, and our lovely guest, Jeremy Gregory. We've been amplifying you because we believe you are the life that people need to actually soak in so they can have a better life as well. So thank you so much for stepping up and just being the person you are. I am truly, truly honored to have met you today on the show, but we're going to fly out to LA to meet you.
Yes, yes. And we will definitely have a good time.
And there's going to be about 25 to 50 of us.
Absolutely. Ball. There's going to be,
And with that, guys, we need to end. So, Ken, last words?
Last words is stay amplified, get bald if you want to really be bold, and we'll see you next week.
If you up, I'ma reach ya. Don't know how to teach ya. And you smell like a keeper. Swipe that like a pizza. Give me credit for love. Give me credit for love. Walls up and protected, yeah. But you came alone and wrecked it, yeah. Had me at hello. One word. It's a go, bet that. Don't walk away, bring it right back. You feel that, you want that, you need that. Listen up, listen up. If you up, if you up, if you up, if you up, I'ma reach up. Don't know how to teach up.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of Amplified. Be sure to join Ken Rashawn
again next Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time and 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
Now, go get your message heard.